All right. Could you talk about
having your first round pick with you today, Desmond Trufant?
Yeah, it was nice to have Desmond. Desmond work is done at the University of Washington, so he'll be with us till we finish up in about 2 weeks with the rookies. So it was nice to see him out here, getting caught up with everybody else. Came in at a time where we're doing a lot of situations, so I'm sure his head was spinning.
Is Toy Lolo not done with his graduation?
He is finishing up his work today, and he will be here tomorrow.
So. What about some of the veteran guys not being here and being able to give Alford and Trufant that much more work?
I think it's really good for the young guys. These are guys that we are counting on contributing this season, and they're getting lots of reps. And Asante is not here this week. We know where he is. We knew he wasn't going to be here, but it gives Robert and Desmond an opportunity to get more reps, which they really need.
Do you kind of feed them everything at once, or do you just kind of bring them along at a certain pace? What's the situation in terms of the curriculum
This is overload. We are going to give them everything. In fact, this was the first time that we worked on certain situations today. We did some 2-minute for the first time. Worked on some other situations down in the low red zone. We want to try to bombard their brains through the through this off season, and then when we get back together in August, we'll do it again and try to get them ready to go for the first game. But it's the whole part whole theory of teaching. We want to give it all to them right away, then step back, dissect a little bit, and then give it to them again.
Is that new, or is that how you've always done it?
That's always how we've done it, John. It's something that I believe in. We believe in is let's see how they handle all of it first, and not bring them along slow and see what they're capable of retaining. And I think when you put game plans in from week to week, that's important because they change based on the type of offense or defense that you're facing.
Cliff Matthews, and looks like he added some weight and moving around a little bit.
He sure did. Cliff has done a nice job this offseason. He's probably about close to 10 pounds heavier than he was at the end of the season. He's carrying it very well. He's worked extremely hard. He was injured at the end of the season, so he was in a rehabilitation mode for the first month or so, but he's done a very good job, and he's like I said, he's about 10 pounds heavier, looks stronger, and he's a guy that we're counting on being part of our rotation.
You said you were hopeful that Sean Weatherspoon and Steve Nicholas, by the end of your offseason stuff, would be able to participate. Do you have any update on that?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm fairly confident that when we start our mandatory mini camp, that both those guys will be out there. They have done probably more workloads over on the side with the trainers than what they would put in a typical practice. So I think they're real close. We want to make sure that they get another couple of days with the trainers before we bring them out. But I'm fairly confident that we'll see both those guys participating next week when we have our mandatory mini camp.
Coach, is there just a different feel with this team going through these workouts as opposed to the one you guys have had in the past?
Every year is a different feel. It's a different team. It's a different roster. I think this year there's some competition at certain positions. As I mentioned, it's fun to watch the offensive line guys go out and compete because we're trying to really solidify who those 7 guys are going to be on game day and who the 9 guys are going to be on the roster. And then there's some young guys that we drafted on the defensive line that I'm excited about what they're going to be capable of doing. Stansley's not been able to participate. He won't participate until training camp, so he's going to be a little bit behind. But it's going to be fun watching the pass rush spots that we're trying to fill in.